Welcome back into the Sports Drive here at ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Joined by Northwest Florida State College women's head basketball coach Bart Walker. If you don't know much about this program, just to give you some of the details, they're ranked number one in the country right now and in the state. They're undefeated at 14-0. They're also the defending national champions. So obviously as legit a basketball as it comes. Coach Walker, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerry, for your time.
So one of the things that I wanted to ask you, just coming into this season, obviously as defending champions, the standard has been high, obviously trying to defend that national title, but has the expectation for competing for national titles always been there, or has your philosophy kind of changed as you've been able to build this program up?
Well, I mean, we have a very high standard at Northwest Florida in all of our programs. Every one of them are very competitive nationally every year. And, we set a standard. Our first goal was try to win the conference, which is, the Women's Panhandle Conference is one of the best in the country. And then, just succeed from there and try to win the region and state and get out to the national tournament. Obviously, after you win a national championship, the standard you set for yourself and your team are a little bit higher every year just because you've been there. But I think if you establish your culture and your standards and your self-discipline, all those things will go together.
As the season has progressed, what have you learned most about your team through these first 14 games?
Well, the one thing I've learned is every team's different, especially at junior college. You're recycling a team. Mm. We had some really nice players last year that went on and are playing Division I, but we did have some really talented kids coming back that helped to sustain it. But I think you have to, each year you have to evaluate what you have and make adjustments per what your personnel are. So I think you can't be stagnant. You got to be a little proactive in that.
Who are a couple of players who have stepped up in light of some of those players leaving this year? I did get the note that you have seven players returning. Has anybody in particular stepped up from a leadership perspective in trying to take the reins in helping this team out?
Well, I think they've done it as a collaborative unit. They've been here. They know what it takes to get there, the hard work, the discipline, getting in the gym extra. We have, Lonnie Cornfield, is our returning point guard who played in a more of a backup role. She's become more of a vocal leader and kind of a team mom, and then obviously a couple of our post players that were, just kind of growing up last year, Shelby Brown and Ines Pfeiffer have really grown up a lot in a short amount of time. There's a lot of growth between your freshman and your sophomore year. So, it's been a collaborative effort by those young ladies, but some of them have kind of risen to the top.
In light of things that you've learned most about your team, is there something in particular that you would like them to improve upon as you jump into a really big game coming up on Thursday?
Well, I think, we play really good defense. That's one of our staples. I think we need to value the ball a little bit. We like to play fast, and sometimes we're a little too fast, and we do some unforced turnovers. I'd like for us to value the ball a little better. And then, with our new kids that's coming in, they're starting to learn the system and the daily grind of being tough. So, I like the way we're progressing, but there's, you got to keep getting better every day.
Yeah, so I mentioned that game that you got coming up on Thursday. You have Gulf Coast State College tonight and then Chipola College, who happen to be the number two team in the country on Thursday. Is there something that they particularly do well that you're going to try to counter with?
Well, everybody in our league is extremely athletic. So, we're good. You got to try to accentuate their weaknesses and limit their strengths. Chipola is obviously tremendously athletic. They've got several people back off a Final Four team. We have Gulf Coast tonight, who is, the traditional power in our league and had a lot of success under Coach Scoble. So, just take it one game at a time and just do what we do. We say a lot of 80% of it's what we do, and 20% is trying to neutralize the other team.
What is your favorite part about coaching, this group of players?
Well, it's been refreshing that, you have to teach a lot, you think people that come to college basketball have the basic fundamentals, but you'd be surprised how many of them don't know the basic fundamentals. And I'm an old school coach, and I expect the fundamentals to be done. And you know, we see somebody evolve when they couldn't do it when they got here, and they can evolve and they see success and we see a smile come on their face because now they get it. That's what's special for a coach when you see the light bulb switch on.
Did you ever think that, I guess, when you were, I don't know, say once you started your coaching career in 2000, would you ever have thought that in 2021 you would be a NJCAA national champion and you would again have one of the best teams in the country?
No, to be perfectly honest with you, it was just one of those yearly grinds. You know, you have to be in a situation where you have the resources and the administrative backing and the support of the school to get yourself in that position. In Northwest Florida checks all those boxes. You know, even when we got to the championship game last year, it really didn't kick into me until maybe two or three days after that. You know, you just got done playing for a national title and you won. So I think there's been a lot of Elite Eights and national tournament appearances, but, you know, you got to have some luck. You got to stay healthy, and the ball's got to go in. So, you know, it's a dream come true. Like I told the girls, you fulfilled a lifelong dream, but it was, well, I thought it was just a dream.
What a part of COVID has been a difficult thing. Obviously, it's been difficult for everybody, but trying to navigate that as a head coach, how have you had to change your the way that you go about practice or the way that you go about studying film in light of this pandemic over the last year and a half?
Well, obviously, it's been a bothersome thing for everybody, especially in athletics. You know, you just try to educate the kids, you know, the best you can. You know, we all feel like we're invincible. But, you know, when it hits home and you see one of your teammates or two or three of your teammates, you know, have it and it's pretty serious, I think that kind of is a wake-up call. And it makes everybody kind of understand, hey, we got to be safe. We got to stay together. We got to be proactive in our health care. You know, as far as, you know, last year, you know, everything was kind of still isolated. You know, we only played the second half of the season. This year we've been full-blown, you know, we've traveled. We've been to Texas twice. We've been to Lake Charles. We've been to South Florida. But we try to still follow some regimented protocol about how we eat and order in and that kind of stuff. So it's more burdensome on the players because, you know, they're young. They want the college experience. But you got to keep them kind of under wrap, as I say, just to, like, you know, protect them from themselves sometimes.
Right. Well, and it goes to show, you know, how committed those players are, that they, while the temptations may be out there to go out and enjoy their college experience, to be dedicated to, you know, stick to what they love to do and play basketball and be undefeated. Again, defending national champions, undefeated currently at 14-0, ranked number one in the country and in the state. If you can, make sure you go out to Niceville and check them out. The facility, I was out there for the Emerald Coast Classic, is top notch for a junior college. And they do a really good job out there, obviously with coaching the basketball, but also making sure that the players and the coaches have the best facilities to work with. Well, that's head coach Bart Walker of Northwest Florida State College. I really appreciate it, Coach, for you taking the time. And I'm really looking forward to having another conversation with you as the year progresses.
Well, Drew, we appreciate your time and what you're doing for Northwest Florida. And we want everybody to come out and check out the Raiders and come to Raider Arena and go Raiders.